Welcome to Stirring Words, where health and fitness experts Kim Taylor and Judy Ulrey explore God's wisdom on wellness. Listen in now on their weekly phone conversation.
Miss Kimberly!
Hey, Judy, it's great to hear from you again this week, girl.
Well, thank you. I'm very excited about today's session, and I'm not going to tell this week why I was moved to focus on this passage, but I'll tell that story next week. So don't miss next week. That's called a teaser. How did I do? That's called
okay.
A teaser.
You did great. Yes, I know I'm intrigued.
Okay, good. But I just felt my spirit move to pray the word. And, you know, we've talked about praying the word before, and I talk about praying the word extensively in Sprinkled Clean. And I just think there is no better way to pray than to pray the word. I mean, that is just a no lose proposition, because you are praying the word of God. So if you would open us in prayer, that would be delightful. And then this week, we're going to read Colossians 1 verses 9 and 10. And then next week, we're going to focus on 11 and 12. And if you feel like reading 11 and 12, that'd be great too. Whatever. But we're not going to focus on 11 and 12 this week. We're going to focus on 9 and 10. But that whole passage, 9 through 12, is powerful. So if you would pray and read however much of that passage you feel like reading, that'd be great.
Okay, sis. Well, gracious Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we're so grateful for another week to delve into your precious word, in which we have great and precious promises that help us to walk out a life of godliness and one that is pleasing to you. So, Father, we are looking forward with expectation to the word that you give to us on today. And we know, Father, that you are walking with us through this life, that there is nothing that is too hard for you, and that we are overcomers through you. So, Father, we thank you so much for the blessings that are bundled within your word. And we desire to be hearers of that word and also doers. So we thank you, Lord. We give you honor, glory, and praise in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And sister, I am going to read Colossians chapter 1. Verses 9 and 10. And it reads, "And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work."
Part of what prompted, Kim, my interest in this passage was I listened to a podcast. Several of our listeners probably have heard me refer to the Gospel Coalition, and I go to them all the time. It's basically a bundle. It's a whole bundle of sermons. And it's just a team pastors from all over the world, not even just the country, all over the world. And so, I mean, you could just listen to the Gospel Coalition sermons forever and ever. But this one was an intriguing session because a woman by the name of Jen Wilkin and a guy by the name of Michael Kruger, they were doing a session at a conference. And it was sort of surprising to me to hear what they were saying. Because the gist of the conference was, if we, the church, encourage our brothers and sisters to do, is that being legalistic? And I want to say the title was something to the effect of the balance of law and grace. And what was surprising to me, Kim, was both of them had encounters with other Christian people suggesting that when we call or challenge others to do, that negates grace, that it's talking, then that's works. Then that's works based. And I was shocked. So that's why I want to give you all the names. If you go to the Gospel Coalition, it's probably easiest to look up Jen Wilken, W-I-L-K-E-N, and you'll find it. It's the one she did with Michael Kruger. It's fascinating. It's a fascinating listen. And I, like I said, I was shocked because, you know, you, Kim, you and I are calling others to do like all the time, right? Like every week we're calling people to do. So for me, the most obvious verse is Hebrews 1:22, which you and I have done spoken of and done an entire session on. And it says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So from my perspective, when we surrender our lives to God, we're saying, Jesus, take the wheel. Show me, direct me. You are the potter. I am the clay. And again, anyone who's listened to Stirring Words for a while knows that I like the analogy of an athlete. You like the analogy of a military guy. I like the analogy of an athlete and a coach. And a coach tells his team, instructs his team what to do in order to win. And from my perspective, how I read the word, God tells us what to do in order to win the game of life. And I find it interesting. It's completely counterintuitive to the world, right? And counterintuitive to our own self-survival, because he says, if you want to save your life, you have to lose it. If you want to be great, you need to serve. To love your enemy. You talked about that last week. He says, be kind one to another. And I have to tell you, that ain't always intuitive for this girl. You know, he talks about honoring the Sabbath, and that certainly is old, old fashioned. So, Kim, you and I believe that we've been given direction on physical discipline. That's the focus of our entire podcast, right? And one of the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. But note, it's fruit of the Spirit. It's not fruit from trying harder. This isn't just do it. And you and I talk about that all the time. You can't, I can't, but God can. So Colossians, this passage in Colossians is another perfect example of us being called to do. Paul is praying that the church be filled with the knowledge of God's will. Why? So as to walk in a manner worthy of him. So let's just look at the word walk. To go, to move, advance, make your way. It's an action word. It's a verb. It's not just being a hearer, it's being a doer. So Paul, in essence, says, Lord, fill them with the understanding of your will so they can move forward, so they can make their way toward bearing fruit in every good work. So, Kim, I'd like to hear your thoughts. Are we being legalistic when we suggest doing?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because there's meant to be an outward manifestation of the work that the Lord has already done in us. We're saved by the grace of God. Yes, yes, absolutely. That's the role of grace. But God, his grace saved us, but that same grace gives us power to do. And it's not to get salvation, but it's to demonstrate the love of Christ to other people, not just through words, but also through deeds. And one of the things, Judy, even as you were talking about this, I thought about the definition of what a disciple is. And disciple and discipline, they come from the same root word. And my definition of disciple is one who follows a daily path of instruction. In this case, we're receiving direction from God's Spirit through the words of Jesus Christ to go out and do what he tells us to do. So indeed, if you look at John chapter 10, verse 27, Jesus, he said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." He didn't just say they hear my voice and just sit there. He said they follow. And so that is an action word. That's an action word. So Jesus, he wasn't being legalistic. He's like, you hear my voice and you follow me. You do. So no, we are not being legalistic when we suggest people do. We're suggesting them to act upon the word they hear because the Bible says that. That's how, what we ought to do.
Well, and you've heard it from the words of wisdom of Kim Taylor. And so it must be true. So I think it's important to note back to Colossians 1, 9 and 10, that before we walk or before we do, we need to be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. So I ask our listeners, when was the last time you prayed for God's wisdom and understanding before starting some kind of a diet, fitness program, food program? Candidly, most don't. We just do it, especially in January. We just do it until we don't. So it ain't working. It ain't working to just do it. And I'm suggesting that we need to follow Colossians 1:9 that says, first, seek God's wisdom and understanding. So, because, you know, I think the diet industry is so intriguing because they say doing the same thing and expecting a different result is the definition of insanity. And we are spending gazillions of dollars doing the same thing and getting the same result. So I think we're physically insane. I just have to make that comment. So the first chapter of Sprinkled Clean, which is my book, is that the chapter title is Redefine Your Why. And the traditional reasons for committing to a new program or new food or whatever that looks like are 99 times out of 100, weight loss, hopes for increased energy. Sometimes the why is I want to be a better influence on my family. And candidly, sometimes the why is I want to look good at my wedding. I want to look good at my class reunion, whatever's coming up, right? And these are all noble, but in the end, they don't seem to have the staying power. So we go back to the diet industry of what, doing the same thing and expecting a different result. So when we consider redefining our why, not a surprise, I'm going to suggest we go to the Word. So, for example, 1 Corinthians 6:12 says, all things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but I will not be dominated by anything. And you know what? Every time I read that, I sort of get a shiver because you all know there are some things that trigger me, which means dominate. And for those who are listening, there are foods, there are situations that trigger you and you feel dominated. So what if your why, instead of to look good at the class reunion, was to do what's helpful and not be dominated by anything? That's powerful right there. Or what about 1 Corinthians 10:23 that says all things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but not all things build up. And that's building up yourself. You know, does this food build me up physically? Does this food build me up emotionally? Does this exercise, whether I go exercise, does that build me up emotionally, intellectually, or does it tear me down? And I think we can also say building up others. The things we serve at church, after church service, do those build up the body? So the next one, 1 Corinthians, this is my fave, right? Everybody who's listened to Stirring Words for any length of time know this is my go-to, 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a very high price. So glorify God in your body. What if your why was considering that your body is the Holy Spirit's house? What if your why, every choice, I mean, doesn't that put healthy choices in a completely different context when we're considering it's not just a whim, oh, it tastes good. This is going into the temple of the Holy Spirit. And I have to tell you, 2 Thessalonians 1, 11 and 12, and then I want to bring you in, Kim, is such a profound passage. And I have it on my desk. I mean, it is just a profound passage. And it was really one of the foundational verses for Sprinkled Clean. It says, to this end, we always pray for you. You know, Paul says that a lot. We pray for you. We pray for you. I think it's time to do another series on prayer, Kim, because I'm telling you, Paul was a praying kind of a guy. To this end, we always pray for you, that our God may make you worthy of his calling, and God may fulfill every resolve for good and every work of faith by his power. What if, ladies and gentlemen, we quit trying and started trusting in the power of the Holy Spirit? And then when he changes your heart's affections, you become a story that gives him glory. That is reflecting Jesus. When we surrender, he softens our heart. Our habits are changed, and we become a story that gives him glory. And it just seems to me, Kim, that all this circles back to Colossians 1, 9 through 10, where again, Paul is asking that we would be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Why? So as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work. So first, we have to be filled with his word and his wisdom, then we can walk in a worthy manner. It's just the opposite of just do it, right? So, Kim, I have to ask you, when we know that surrender to the Spirit and prayer for strength is the Christian's foundational game plan, this is what we do. Surrender to the Spirit, pray for God's strength. You got to tell me why we think we can just do it when it comes to our physical self-care.
Well, Judy, you know, you have to think about it, because we are in the world. We're not of the world, but the world has well trained us to have that just do it mentality and think somehow that we can just rely upon willpower to do what we ought to do, when really deep down we know that we can't in our own power. But as we often say, as you often say, we can't, but God can. And it reminds me of the scripture, and it's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. And it says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. So we have to think about that. When we are able to do through God's power the things that we know that we could not have done on our own, then he gets the glory. As we talked about, we surrender to the Spirit, we pray for strength, we walk according to God's strength and God's wisdom, and he gets the glory. So when other people say, how are you able to do that? You'll say, it was through my God that I was able to do it. So it reflects back on God and his glory, and not on ours. So that's why we've just been trained by the world to just think we can do it, but we can't. But when we put that focus back on God, then he gets the glory. That excellence, that power is of him and not of us.
Amen, sister. Amen. Verse 10, Colossians 1, says, bearing fruit in every good work. I would submit to you, Kim, that heart transformation, choosing well because God has changed our affection, is a very good work. So my question to our listeners is, how do you measure your fruit bearing, specifically in the physical realm? Is it based solely on the number on a scale? So let's go back and look at your redefined why. As you surrender, as we've been discussing, your food and exercise to the Lord, asking for his assistance, do you find yourself more dependent on him? Are you in closer communication with him? Is that good fruit? Are you now assessing your food choices by whether they're helpful versus are they just a fleeting whim, a fleeting passion? They're just satisfying in the moment and then it's gone. If you have changed how you choose your food based on whether it's helpful, based on whether it builds up, to, by God's grace, release dominance of that food, is that good fruit? I think it's juicy, juicy, nutritious, dripping, lovely fruit. And then, how does it feel to be dominated by the Holy Spirit versus that rash food choice, or by that never-ending excuse as to why you don't have time to exercise? How does it feel to be dominated by the Holy Spirit and you're in the groove, you're doing the work, you're doing the exercise, and you're feeling good about it? It's like a praise walk. It's now you sort of can't think of not doing your walk in the evening because it's what you do. It's when you praise. It's when you review the day with your Lord. You give him thanks for all the things he did for you. You tell him all the things that are still concerning you while you are out moving that temple of the Holy Spirit. How does that feel compared to when you're out of sync with the Spirit and you're just grabbing foods and making rash choices and I want that and demanding that food or demand, I don't want to exercise? My sense is the former, when we're dominated by the Spirit, one word that might come up would be joy. It is joy in obedience. It is joy in surrender. And like you said, Kim, when people begin to ask what prompted your physical transformation, you have a story. You say, my God changed me. My God changed me. I said, I can't do this. I've failed a million times. My God changed me. And let me tell you about that. Let me tell you about this wonderful God. So, Kim, final thoughts on Colossians 1, verses 9 through 10.
Well, Judy, I think we ought to hear that again. So I'm going to read it again. And it says, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work. So to me, That is a clear call for us to walk, to work, to do the things that are pleasing to the Lord, not to get salvation, but because we are saved, we want others to see the good work that the Lord is doing through us.
Amen. I love God's word. I just have to tell you, it stirs, which is why Stirring Words, that'd be a really great name for a podcast. So I have a couple of announcements, and then I have an action invitation, and then I'm going to pray out. First, and this is so big, and I feel like there are a handful of people that I owe an apology to. For all of you, if you're listening, who bought Sprinkled Clean and it was cumbersome and it was only electronic file, and I just have to say, I'm sorry. It was the process. It's the best I could do. And now we have a real book in print on Amazon, and it's sporting a new look with a new colorful cover. And I have to tell you, it's pretty exciting. And Kim knows this because she's had books published, and it's a monumental ordeal. So Sprinkled Clean is on Amazon. That's super fun. The other thing I want to share is I hosted a very passionate session on March 29th of this year. And if any of you missed it, I would ask you to go listen. And if any of you listened, I'd ask you to listen again. And I really just shared my heart and my concern about specifically the status, that the physical condition of our kids. And I sort of did some fist pounding. Me? Would I fist pound? And said, church, we need to stand up. We need to move. We need to be distinct. We need to be different. And what I announced on that session was, look, we'd like to have a conversation with y'all. And I'm just going to be honest with you. Not very many said you want to be part of a Zoom call, which I get. I don't even like Zoom either. But point is, not to be deterred and not to be daunted, I am going to start a movement. And what's hysterical about this is I abhor social media, but I'm going to do it. And Holy Health Club has a new, I don't even know what you call it, line? No, what do you call it? Handle. I have a handle. What do the truckers say? It's my handle. Good girl, good buddy. Oh, sorry. Never mind. I have a handle on Twitter, and it's Holy Health Club 1, the number 1. Now, you have to tell me, somebody who has Holy Health Club, hashtag Holy Health Club, hasn't posted for 12 years. So why I can't have that, I don't know. But maybe Kim will figure that out for me. But point is, I am going to start tweeting. And I'm also going to, these posts will be on Kim's Facebook page. So takebackyourtemple.com on Facebook. If you haven't liked her or whatever you do on Facebook, you need to. And I'm going to start doing some posts there. And the point is, it's going to be daily. And it's going to be daily challenges, daily uplifting, daily doing. And in fact, maybe that's what I'm going to call it, the daily doing. And because we believe, Kim and I believe, we're called to do. And so the daily doing is going to be anything from posting fun recipes to dance with dumbbells to this week's challenge is to walk for 10 minutes 4 times. It's going to be all over the board, but it's going to be food and fitness. And I want you to do daily. And however you do on Twitter, I don't even know. So like me or tweet me or star me or heart me or whatever you do. I don't even know what I'm doing. This is so funny. And like Kim on Facebook, Take Back Your Temple. But we are going to encourage y'all to start doing. And I want y'all to start encouraging one another to start doing. And I want you to be ambassadors in your church to say, look, we're going to start doing, and we're not going to run marathons, and we're not going to be stupid, and we're not going to say, oh, you can't eat this and you can't eat that. We're going to focus on doing and doing things that do build up, that are helpful, that will not dominate us. Well, maybe they will. That'd be great. May we be dominated by the healthy daily doing. So go to Holy Health Club One on Twitter, takebackyourtemple.com or Take Back Your Temple on Facebook. And our hashtag, one hashtag we're going to use is active worship. Now, don't be concerned. I searched that and I got something with a Buddhist temple. So, but they hadn't posted for a decade. So I think we're okay on that. So that's that. Follow me or like me or do whatever you do. That's it. Your action invitation is this. Chew on, meditate on, write out and pray over Colossians 1, 9 and 10. What is the Spirit whispering to you? And I also want to just remind our listeners that if you love Stirring Words, if you're being blessed by Stirring Words, consider supporting us with a monthly subscription of $4.25. That's a buck, a blessing. So go to tbyttakebackyourtemple.com/donations. So I am going to pray us out. Lord, 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 help us to hear and heed your word. And we can't. We can't just do it. So I pray that you would fill us with the knowledge of your will, that all of us might walk in a manner worthy of your calling. Amen. Amen, sister.
Amen, sister. Amen.
Love me on Twitter or whatever you do.
Oh, yes, I definitely recommend that our listeners do. I haven't been on Twitter. I have to admit that. but I will see it on Facebook where where I have my page at. So
exactly, sister. Okay, yes. I love you big. Let's do this next week. I'm going to finish out Colossians 1, 11 and 12 and reveal why this passage came into my consciousness. Okay.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Love you too, girl. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Stirring Words. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you don't miss a session. And please tell your friends about us. If you'd like to dig deeper into this week's message, you can reach Kim at takebackyourtemple.com and Judy at holyhealthclub.com. Until next week, may you be stirred by God's transformative word.